Blackstone Audio presents A Tale of Light and Shadow by Jacob Gowans. This book is read by Sean Grindell. To Lily, whose presence in my life is a constant light. Prologue. The Old Man. Can't your horses go any faster? I begged the driver for the third time. My head stuck out the carriage window, and the chilled wind blew hard against my face, stinging my nose and ears enough to force me to withdraw back inside.
I'm sorry, sir.
The thick wool scarf, wrapped around the driver's mouth, muffled his husky voice.
These aren't the youngest horses in town, and I'm afraid they tend to stiffen up in the cold.
I glanced at the sun, low on the cloudless violet horizon, and ready to disappear at any moment. One moon already shone high and bright. The other two could hardly be seen, but I found them after a brief search of the sky. I can't lose this job. I'd be hard-pressed to find much more in my line of work. With the last remaining sunlight, I opened my traveling bag and checked my supplies, counting everything for the last time. Everything's here, I reassured myself, and that may be the only positive thing this whole evening.
What's that, sir?
My driver called out. Nothing. I was only speaking to myself. I shivered and pulled my cloak tighter around my neck.
We're almost there, sir. Just passing onto the main road now. The inn's just ahead.
I considered asking him if he could go even slightly faster, but decided against it. Fortunately for me, he was right. We arrived at the inn in moments, and no sooner had the carriage stopped than I let myself out, clutching my bags in one arm while my other hand searched my pockets.
I could have gotten that for you, sir,
the carriage driver said. He was a heavy man, with a thick brown beard that made his red nose appear like a small beet surrounded by dirt. I replied with a weak smile as my searching became more frantic.
How much do I owe you?
I asked, though I knew the amount.
3 silvers should do it, though I wouldn't say no to a gratuity.
He guffawed at his own joke. His answer bought me the time I needed, and there, in the deepest recess of my pocket.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?